You're listening to the Texas Standard.
He's been in office three terms. He is the second highest ranking person in the U.S. Senate. In 2014, he won re-election by nearly 30 points. He is a Republican with a huge bit of name recognition in the reddest of red states. Ooh, wait a minute. About that last part. Anyone who happened to be in Texas in 2018 and who missed the Beto yard signs just were not looking. They sure caught Senator John Cornyn's attention, and now Senator Cornyn is determined not to be the first major GOP casualty in a state where the political fabric is shifting from under the elephant's feet. Joining us now, Scott Bland, editor of Politico's Campaign Pro and host of the Nerdcast. Scott, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I said political fabric. I understand Senator Cornyn was telling Politico that there's sort of a tectonic shift here in Texas. He's serious about being concerned when it comes to whether he can win re-election, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. And tectonic shift is exactly the words that Cornyn used talking to my colleague James Arkin about what happened in Texas in 2018 and how he was watching with concern not only for Senator Cruz's campaign against Beto O'Rourke, but thinking about his own re-elections coming up in 2020. And I think he's kind of coming at this from a recognition that the Texas that he faces in 2020 politically is not the same one that he's run in the past. And he's revving up his campaign very early to try and deal with that. He's raising money, he's hiring staff, and he's securing endorsements to try and make sure that he doesn't have to worry about a primary challenge so that he can focus on that general election. It's a very different situation than we've seen in any of Senator Cornyn's past races.
What about the Trump factor? I mean, does President Trump have coattails in Texas, or is it a liability to be seen as too close, hoeing too close to the White House?
It certainly seems like he still does have coattails, right? I mean, he won in 2016. The state is still a Republican state, just less so than we've seen. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Trump's opponent and him kind of set up in terms of this battle for Texas and other places in 2020. And that contrast at the top of the ticket is going to play a really, really big role.
I know we keep coming back to, you know, well, a lot depends on who the challenger is. But, you know, Beto had been there'd been a lot of talk about Beto running for president. He seems to have lost some of his luster at the national level. One can't help but wonder whether he might be a potential rival or a successful challenger to John Cornyn in 2020.
Yeah, it's certainly something people are talking about. And you know, it's going to take some time for this whole presidential situation to figure itself out, right? I mean, it's also possible that O'Rourke is spent after an extremely grueling campaign over a year and a half against Cruz. I'm speaking from a personal perspective, not necessarily from, you know, a political appeal perspective. But, you know, so that means right now the focus is all on Cornyn and him trying to do what he can to prevent someone from catching fire the way O'Rourke did. And I think there's just such an interesting contrast here with Cornyn, who spent time as the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, right? He was the Senate Republicans' chief campaign strategist,
right,
for a few years. And he's, you know, putting that experience to work now, whereas you see Pete Sessions, the former Republican congressman from the Dallas suburbs, had been the National Republican Congressional Committee chairman earlier in his career and still seemed to get caught off guard by the ferocity of the Democratic challenge in 2018. And obviously he ended up losing his district to Colin Allred. So there's just all sorts of fascinating parallels here. Cornyn clearly looking at what happened in 2018 and doing his utmost to make sure that he doesn't get caught off guard, that he doesn't end up being, you know, the first Republican to go down statewide in the new Texas.
John Cornyn is thinking about 2020 and his odds for re-election, and certainly the folks at Politico are keeping an eye on this story as well. Scott Bland is editor of Politico's Campaign Pro and host of the Nerdcast. Scott, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.